Blog Talk Radio.
So if you've been listening to the show or trying to listen to the show, I'm back and hopefully you can hear me. Before I even started the show today, that they said they were having some technical difficulties. So if you can either, if you can hear the show now, let me know, because I tried logging back in through their system and to see if I can call. So we're talking about relationships. We're talking about attracting a soulmate. I did a whole, my spirit guides did a whole 10 minutes on this whole discussion, or 15. So I have a couple articles. They're going to talk about soulmates. And one of the things, if you didn't hear it, and I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this. Okay. One of the things I was spirit was talking about just real quickly, is, and we'll go over this, is the masculine-feminine dynamic. If you're the kind of person, if you feel yourself to be a very masculine person, now they use the scale, just it's not scientific, from 0 to 100. If you're feeling yourself into being 100% masculine, you're more likely to attract somebody who is, and you're putting that energy out there, you're going to more likely attract somebody who's about 100% feminine or somewhere in that range. So it's the other way around. If you're 100% feminine, in masculine or feminine, straight or gay, you're going to attract the opposite. Now there's the 60-60 and the 70-70. And so if you're naturally attracted to somebody who you would say, well, they're very, very feminine, and that's your natural attraction, or naturally, they're naturally very masculine, you need to work towards being the opposite, if that's natural or comfortable for you. And that creates a little bit of an issue for people who have been kind of presenting themselves one way their whole life, and then they suddenly realize, I'm really attracted to very masculine men or feminine women. You suddenly have to kind of look at yourself and go, is that important to me? Is that important to me? Is attracting a person who has that emotional balance important to me? Okay, so that's an interesting thing. And scientists have proven that to be the way it is. So look at yourself. Examine yourself. Examine yourself, how you present yourself to the world, and what you want to attract. Okay, I could give you examples of that, but I won't. But I won't. Okay? Okay, so I'm going to get into a couple articles. One is from The Power of Positivity, 11 Ways to Attract Your Soulmate. Because as I said earlier in the show, which probably people missed because of whatever was going on with Blog Talk Radio, that over the 25 years of doing this, the biggest question is when. The biggest question is, when am I going to attract my soulmate? And instead of getting into the when, and if you go through the article, it's going to show you it's all a vibrational situation. So from this article of 11 ways to attract your soulmate, as I go through each one of these points, and I have another article that's very closely related to this, you can see that a lot of it is really up to you. Okay, so number one point is be happy. Joyous is contagious. We gravitate towards laughter. Joy is a high vibration in our body. So be happy, be joyful. And then we're putting out that energy to attract somebody like ourselves. Okay, if you don't like who you're attracting in your life, then look at how you're presenting yourself to the world. Basically, next point is be truthful. Do you know what you want in a partner? And when I was reading this, I'm going back to this masculine feminine dynamic. You cannot attract your soulmate based on misconceptions and lies. Be honest with of the things you want and those you will not tolerate. Okay, so you kind of really have to do a self-examination. What's really important to me in a partner? what's really important to me in that individual. You know, part of that whole thing of that discussion of masculine and feminine, and there's also that discussion of introverts and extroverts, okay? If you're an extremely introverted individual, you're more likely attracted to a very extrovert, believe it or not. Okay, so don't settle for the right now. That's a big point here. Don't settle for right now. You cannot attract your soulmate if you're entertaining someone in the meantime to fill an empty space. You're not required to be alone forever, but the universe cannot provide a life partner while you are holding on to someone that you know is not just right for you. So, yeah, I'm dating this person, and it's okay. It's just nice. We enjoy each other's company. But do you have that strong magnetic energy, strong magnetic thing? Do you have it? So the next point is, and it's something that I talk about mind movies, and they use visualizations. And this is kind of like a little marketing point for me on this visualization thing. I got a caller. I'll be with you in a minute. Oh, I got time left. Cool. Lots of time. I'm talking about what I call a mental virtual reality of getting into not only the visualization, but really getting attached to the scene with that partner. That it's like all using all your senses, like in virtual reality, you're using the sense of smell, you're using the sense of touch, you're using the sense of the visual senses, the kinesthetic senses. So you really get your whole essence into this visualization, or I call it a mind movie of it. Now, Dr. Joe Dispenza talks a lot about mind movies, and there's other people are putting this whole thing out. But from my experience in using hypnotherapy with people and kind of NLP and meditation, kind of a ball of wax there, it's really all about really getting into the scene with somebody, creating this movie, this play where you really feel somebody and the essence, and you're really just spending time with this person. It's a beautiful thing in your visualization, in your mind movie, in what I call your virtual reality, your mental virtual reality with somebody. So have really have clear things that you would do and the kind of personality that you want. Now, there's nothing wrong with preferences, absolutely nothing wrong with preferences. And if you have a preference for a certain type of individual that you feel that you're going to be really happy with and you're nudged to do so, then put that preference into your movie. So it's really attracting somebody into your life is really more about you than the universe, because the universe has already done its job. But you have to put a consistent energy out there of what you want. Does that make sense? Okay, I'll take a call. And we're talking about love and romance, not doing a predictions, but we're going to talk about what you need to do to create love into your life. Okay, let me take a call. Hello.
Hiya.
Hi, and whom am I speaking to?
This is Joe.
Joe? So what's going on in your life? What's going on in your life today?
Well, in my life today or in my love life today?
What's wrong with your what's going on with your love life?
Well, you know, I hear all this stuff, and I've literally have done everything. You know, do the visualizations, do the journaling. Okay. I've left the space. You know, all these things and.
You left what?
I just, you know how you leave space open, like you were just saying.
Okay, that's one of the things.
Right?
Yeah, you, emotional space.
But I think.
Are you leaving emotional space open?
You know, I've done all these things.
Let me ask you a question. This is Ray Common.
Well,
wait, my spirit.
Let me pose something to you real quick. So when you do all this stuff and you hear what people say and you're like, oh, all right, I'll try it. And you do all this stuff and you do it and do it. And years go by and, you know, it's hard to kind of put your faith in something again if you know, oh, is this another, like, hope dream?
Okay.
So how do you
get
past that?
Just let it go. Turn it over and let it go. put emphasis in other areas of your life. Don't worry about it. Don't even put it way in the background. Just go be happy. Now, this sounds very simplistic, but it's true, because I've known a lot of people who do this, who want to attract somebody in their lives, and basically, okay, they put too much energy into it. Because you know what you want, right? You have your preferences. You kind of have an idea of the kind of person, the personality that fits well with you, right? You know all that stuff, right?
Correct.
Okay, so you've given it to the universe or God or source and said, okay, this is what I want, right?
Right.
And what I call is now you live in solution mode. Solution mode is you forget about it. You just let it go. You don't do any more of the visualizations. You've done them all. You've seen it. You visualized it. You've done the mind movies, what they call about now, is you've done all that stuff. Now it's time to just focus on other areas of your life. Focus on fun. Focus on friends. Focus on other things in your life. Just put that in the background. Don't. You know, as much as you possibly can, don't focus on the relationship situation. And I know it's not easy because you want somebody in your life, but once you've turned it over, you just let it go. Just let it go. It's okay. Okay, I've turned it over. I'm going to get out of the way. I'm going to do something that have a hobby that you really love to do, a passion in your life that you really love to do. And you may at some point want to share this with somebody, but for right now, just get totally engrossed in your life of living a happy life in the universe. Then you've created that vibrational space, the universe, but the more you think about it, and the more like you call people like myself and go, oh, it's not happening, the more you're putting up that little vibrational block to it. So you just let it go. Try that. Just forget about it for a while. Give yourself a month of, I'm not even going to think about a relationship. I got other things in my life. I'm really more important right now. I got family. I got friends. I got work. I got hobbies. And just focus on those. And in a month, I'm not trying to make a prediction here, things will start to flow for you, and you'll start meeting people because you're not trying to. Stop trying. Just stop trying. Okay? Try that. Just stop trying. Stop trying. And that happens to people I know. Even my daughter said, okay, I give up. I quit. And she met her husband shortly thereafter. Okay? I quit.
Yeah, but
I did
that a while ago.
Well, do it again. Somehow you slip back into the pattern of thinking about it again. And, oh, it didn't happen right away. Well, then you got the timing thing. Well, maybe it wasn't time yet. But it's called being in solution mode. And solution mode can be in anything in your life. It could be about finding a job. It could be finding a new house. It could be finding a relationship. Once you turn something over to the universe and say, okay, I don't know how to make this happen. I don't know how to bring somebody in my life. I've tried all this stuff. I don't know how to do it. It's your job. I'm going to get out of the way. That's the law of attraction. Just the how part is the universe's job. You just get out of the way then and stop throwing things out to them going, well, maybe I want this. Maybe I want that. Well, how come it's not working? Well, blah, 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 right? You let it go. And it works.
Okay.
It works. Try it.
All right.
But you have to be committed to being in that solution frame of mind where I've just turned it over. I'm going to let them solve it. I can't solve this problem. I've tried all this junk and nothing works. So I'm just going to give it to you. Okay? Try that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That's a beautiful – I love that. I love that call because – that's how it works. That really does. You know, you can visualize yourself and have that mind movie, what I call the mind, or that virtual reality sort of thing. You can do this and practice it a bit. But at some point, you've already told the universe what you want. You know, you've already told the universe, you know, it's like, well, but they're not listening to me. Well, they are, but you keep changing it a little bit, or you could put up resistance to it, or you're doing things. So once you've done all the practice, or you've left a little space open for somebody else, or you cleared your schedule up a little bit, so make sure that can be filled in. You're flexible in your schedule. I think that's a better way of saying it, because the rigidity in your schedule will not allow somebody to come into your life. Pack your life with all kinds of activities, but none of them you can give up. None of them. Well, I golf on Saturday mornings, and or I go to the gym 4 days a week, or I do this, or I do that, or I spend, you know, so many days with my adult children, and half. This is my fixed schedule. Don't have a fixed schedule. Don't have a fixed schedule. Leave it open. Be more flexible with your schedule. Be emotionally open. Be available. If you meet somebody that's special and you suddenly go, wow, well, I can't meet on Thursday. Well, I can't meet on Saturday. I got this thing with my girlfriends or my boyfriends or my guys or my girls, and we're going to do something. And no, you know what? I'll break that. I won't do it. I'll go out with you. Boom, done. Right? So don't be rigid in your schedules. If you want to bring a partner into your life, if your schedule is so filled up and so rigid, so don't overcommit. If you want to bring somebody into your life, that's one of the points. But it's an emotional allowing. So if you've done all these things and you're open and you go, well, if somebody called me and I wanted to go out, and yeah, I can change my schedule around. My friends and my family understand I want to start dating. So they understand if I break an appointment with them to go out on a date, they're understanding. Right? Boom, done. Right? So we're back to this whole principle of being available. Be open, having a flexible schedule. And as the caller's concern was, you have to turn it over, okay? You have to let it go. You have to be available, but you have to be available, but you also have to turn it over. So if you have these other activities that are happening, they're fun, they're cool, you can do them, you got hobbies, you can do this and do that. But if somebody comes into your life, you go, well, okay, I can change my schedule around. I can do this or that, right? I can do this. Make sure those in your life understand that meeting a partner is a priority for you. So what you're going to do is you're going to leave that time open. You're going to leave time open for that. You know, you're going to make sure that you have a time available. So if you're working 70 hours a week and you want to meet somebody, that's going to be a challenge. So you have to look at your schedule. That's a challenge. Can you take off work a little early to meet somebody? Okay. Okay, we're going to get back into the points in the articles. I talked a little bit about the visualization. Next one. See, this is all vibrational stuff because it's getting your vibration up so that you can be available vibrationally to meet somebody. Heal past wounds. You cannot attract a healthy relationship when you're carrying the wounds of an old relationship. Yeah, the past is the past. We have now let that go. Now, you've done your healing and you see the contrast and you know what you don't want in a relationship. So now you're moving towards what you do want. You cannot feed love into a partnership when you're still hung up on someone else, full of resentments and regrets. You have to let the past go. You know, I was in a relationship where the person was always talking about the other guy, you know, blah, 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 the other guy. You know, that's not letting it go. Just let that go. If you see what they call the red flags, if you see the same habits that just drove you crazy in the new person, well, then it's not the relationship you want anyway, right? You know it's from contrast. You learn from past relationships what you don't want. So if those pop up fairly quickly, you go, oh, I'm done. Okay. Make life your playground. I love this one because this goes back to what we're talking about, this vibrational thing of letting it go, turning it over to the universe. You must play alone in order to share with another. Enjoy the ability to be with yourself. Get creative. Take classes. Pick up a hobby that enriches your soul. Another person is not going to cure you from loneliness. So, you know, tie that a little bit what I've been talking about. Just get involved in life. Go out and do things that you love to do. Have friends. They're not relationship friends. They're not partner friends, but you never know through them. But do things. Have a hobby. Do things that you're passionate about. Okay, so let's forgive yourself. That's letting go of the past. Just again, it's letting go of the past. Forgiving yourself is really, okay, you made mistakes. So what? Forgive yourself. Let go of that energy. Then the next point was make room in your life. And we talked a lot about that, making not just the space room, but the emotional room, the availability room to keep, to have somebody in your life. And I couldn't emphasize that enough, because I've known and I've gone dating, you know, out of, dated certain people, but, or intended to date certain people, but they seem to be too busy. They don't have any time. So be flexible. If you intend to date, make sure you're flexible enough to date. The next one is let go of expectations. No two relationships are the same. Your high expectations of what you find in a relationship are irrational and will not stop the flow of true love. Expectations are dangerous. They are part of the controlling mind. So if a relationship has to be a certain way, because people are all different. People are different. You're meeting somebody where you can learn from each other, where you can challenge each other, where the differences, you can learn from differences. That's the great thing about meeting somebody who you haven't known in the past. Your differences, you can't change them, but you can learn from them, and you can kind of morph into this middle ground area that kind of like learning from each other and appreciating the other person for the differences. You know, if you have a great chemistry with somebody, if you have shared values are more important than interests. Okay. Values are more important than interests, because if you have similar values in life, your interests may be different, but you can share with each other. And if you're open enough and free enough to learn from the other person, and let's say, My son-in-law loves to skydive. My daughter would never go up in an airplane to skydive, but she'll support him. She'll go with him. She'll go to the sites. So you can learn from each other. You can appreciate your differences. Okay, the next point is listen to your intuition. Listen to that synchronicity. Listen to the soul. Let it open it up to you to see, okay, I've been invited to this event, been asking the universe to provide somebody in my life, and I've been invited to this event, and my friends want me to come, and my intuitiveness says go. Then you go. I'm a little tired, but you go. You go, because you've been asking, and now they're giving you an invitation. The universe is giving you an invitation. But it's a practice on this. It's a practice on going when you've been invited to things and you think signs come up and you should do this or do that. And you go, I'm going to do it. Okay. Even though maybe sometimes you don't want to, you do it. You get this indication. Maybe I should go dog walking today, right? Go to the dog park. Okay, why is a strong pull to go to the dog park? Maybe you'll meet somebody in the dog park, right? Be the love you're wanting to give another. I like this one. This is probably one of the most important points about relationship. Love is a seed of hope and grace. When you love and respect yourself to the highest level, another person will love and respect you for it. Do not substitute lust for love. Do not settle for anything less than the way you love yourself. So it's all about love. How much do you love yourself? Okay, giving yourself worth attracts another to treat you with utmost love and appreciation. You deserve the acknowledgement, acceptance, and unconditional love out there. It all starts with you. So we attract what we are. If we are love, we're going to attract love. I say I have a caller. Okay, I had to make that point. You know, I can check back from time to time. So that's what we're talking about, how to attract somebody into your life. And there's so many different ways of doing it. But as I said before, you do all the little things and then you let it go. You let it go. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. I got a couple minutes left. Who am I speaking to?
This is Dion. I was trying to listen to your show, and then I didn't hear anything, and so I'm going to have to go back and, like, catch a couple minutes you were talking, but I missed talking to you because I know you were off for a little while, and I'm starting to make major improvements in my love life, so I just wanted to check in with Spirit and see if I'm on the right track.
Well, you have to ask yourself, how are you feeling, though?
I feel good. I'm still getting the phone calls from the anonymous caller, though. Like, I don't understand why this person just doesn't, like, call me off of a regular number.
Some people are strange. You know, you have to accept the fact that people are weird at times, right?
Right.
You, but you're not talking to this person. This person is just calling, right? Is that what you're saying?
For right now, yeah.
Okay. Let it go. Is that what you want? That is not what you want, so let it go. Okay?
Don't think about it?
Don't think about it. It's okay. It's just annoying. Why do you want to focus on something that's annoying, right?
I guess.
Right. Yeah, you only want to take the ones, you know, you ever get these random phone calls, and I just delete them, like, yeah, right, whatever that is, I don't care, right? Not going to worry too much about it.
Well, I think it's kind of just an immature way of trying to connect with me.
Well, then you don't want an immature person in your life anyway, do you?
No.
Well, then let it go. If that's not the kind of person, if you can't, you want somebody who's going to step up and show respect and appreciation and want to connect. So just say, no, I don't want that. That's not what I want. I'm let it go. Okay. Even if that person actually called one time and started to talk to you, you would be very suspicious of this individual because of their actions, right?
Yes.
And you would have a very difficult time trusting this person because their actions have proven themselves to be very untrustworthy, right? Because of the way they acted.
Yeah, it's a little immature.
Yeah, and think of it this way. What if you already knew this person that he started to act that way? Very immature, very childlike, very unadult-like, very, you know, like calling and not, you know, just hanging up. You wouldn't put up with that person. You wouldn't date that person, would you?
No.
So don't put yourself into that place where you're attracting that by thinking about it.
Okay.
Because that's not what you want. You want somebody who will step up and call you and set up a time to go out or do things. You want somebody who's assertive, right?
Yes.
So that's what you're focusing on in the universe is I want somebody who's assertive, who will actually be interested in me. Okay? Do it. Okay. Just let it go.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Or block the number if you can.
I did that. Thank you.
Okay. Excellent. Have a good weekend. You too. Bye now. Yeah, that's another one. Yeah, don't put up with stuff. Don't put up with crazy. You know, you're expecting a certain thing from a relationship. Love yourself by not putting up with negative energy. Ooh, that's a good one, huh? Love yourself by not putting up with other people's negative energy. And so if you find somebody comes into your life that has a very negative energy, don't put up with it. Don't stay with it. Just let it go. You know, we're not connecting. We're vibrationally, we're not in alignment. I'm not in connecting with you. You know, and it's nothing wrong with saying goodbye. It's kind of like that in that article. It's okay to have friends and to be alone at time and to create your own hobbies. Don't date for the sake of dating. Don't say date. Some people do. And then that, you know, and I can't say 100% you should never date because you just never know sometimes till you meet somebody. That's one of the key things. I think you really, the way the system is set up now is kind of frustrating. We'll talk more about that for people because a lot of times you never get to meet a person because it's all online and chats and even or video chats where you really need to feel the chemistry. Well, I love you guys. I'll be back on Monday. Sorry about the blog talk dropping the call or not connecting properly. Bye now.